The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
You know, of all the encounters in this whole thing, I thought that this would be one of the easiest ones.
You put three bears against us. What do you expect?
No, you could have...
kill three fucking bears.
You just gotta kill the Darrow before they unlock the bears.
Yeah, we thought that. What's new?
I mean, Troy could have talked to the bears.
If we kill the Darrow, then we could talk to the bears. That's a Polish sausage lodged right in my heart.
We search the Darrow. Let me... You said one of them had a unique spear.
They both have very unique spears. They have...
Spears of Bupido summoning.
No. Spears for taming bears.
They have hooked short spears, which is a Darrow weapon.
I'm going to pop a squat in the middle of us all and take 10 minutes to do a prayer of healing.
Okay.
My 10 minutes going to be interrupted at all?
No, you should have 10 quiet minutes.
So we all get 17 hit points.
I don't. Nice. Can you give more to other people? Because no. I don't need any.
Do we find anything interesting in the tents, the cages, anything else?
Inside the tents are two flea-ridden bedrolls, a zirkwood bucket containing edible fungi, the equivalent of 2 days' rations, and a wineskin full of dark-like stout.
I'll take the wineskin, obviously.
Okay.
I imagine you just pop it open and start drinking.
There's no markings on these darrows or anything either.
That is a good question. They would be wearing robes.
The bears?
Yes, the bears.
Darrow sounds similar to bear.
They share so many letters.
Phonemes? They share phonemes.
Do these robes look significant, different, unique? Uh-huh.
Do they have Bupido on them?
They do not have Bupido on them. It doesn't really describe the robes. I would imagine grungy.
Your basic robe.
But no markings on them.
Nothing specific, no. These would be low-level guys.
Anybody got speak with dead?
Yeah. Yes, somebody does.
I do. What was on the tables that they were working on?
They were sitting around. They weren't working on tables.
Is there evidence that there was more than just these two?
Yes, you can see more traffic.
No, I mean like bedrolls in the tent.
No. Two people taking care of the animal. Okay.
Do the other cages seem occupado?
No.
So they haven't been used in a while.
We're
not going to run across three other bears on tricycles.
No, but it looks like they're prepared.
I mean, I kind of hope we do.
Okay.
It looks like they're prepared to receive more.
Bears specifically or other large-sized creatures?
Bedding and food look similar.
Okay. If nothing else, if we don't assume that it's bears, it's another large-sized creature that would take similar amounts of food and water and similar beddings and so on and so forth. It's a bear army.
That is the greatest army of all time.
Yeah, an army of bears would be fucking terrifying.
And
didn't they do that in the Golden Compass?
And cuddly.
Did you know there was a bear that served with the Polish army in World War II? I think it was the Polish army. Like, this bear, like,
I always thought that
drank
was a Russian...
vodka and smoked cigarettes.
I always thought that
like...
was a Russian thing.
Well, Winnie the Pooh... Captain Winnie the Kangaroo. Pooh was in World War I, was the pet of a dude named Christopher Robin. Like, that's a real thing.
Yeah, they put like two movies out about the guy. There was one this year and one, I think, last year.
I'm thinking the spellcaster and the psychic are going to start asking for a rest here real soon.
Yeah, I wish. I just did prayer for healing in hopes that nothing attacks us during the rest.
I don't exactly know where the hell we're going to find a nice quiet place to retreat to.
There's some cages.
Yes.
Skin the bears and make sleeping bags that look like bears.
Look like bears. We can all sit in the cages and pretend we're bears.
When people walk in.
Who killed all of these? Who killed our two Darrow?
So what you guys doing?
I don't know. We keep being discovered everywhere we go. Is that a tiny path over here? Or is that an actual room path? I thought he said there was a tiny path in the back, but maybe not.
There is a tiny path.
And that's what you've illustrated over here.
Actually, the tiny path is here.
So there's nothing on this side of the room.
There is a large hallway that goes back down to the same hallway, that you, the same intersection. Realized, oh, we're right by the wall. That is the main hallway.
Okay.
We need to go back out that way.
Yeah.
Go out which way?
We're following the yellow brick road.
Oh, this
way? Does that path of magic continue, or does it just spiral down to that point?
It just spirals down to that point.
I'm pretty sure I know what that's for, but the magic...
I mean, I rolled on it, and I didn't...
You didn't
roll on it. I didn't roll on it, no. I just got the magic. Could I roll on it?
Yes.
Because it was enchantment, right?
It is.
It's a 16.
Arcana 16?
Yep.
You're pretty sure that has something to do with taming the bears.
I explain this thusly.
Yeah, I'm wondering if... Does that continue on out the room?
No.
So where does it start, actually? It starts just right there.
Yeah, like right when you walk in.
Okay. So I'm assuming that they, I don't know if they lead them in and then walk them down that path and that, like,
I'm
hypnotizes them so they walk in.
Yeah, it has to be.
Or you walk it up and it hypnotizes them so they can lead them somewhere else.
It has to be something of that effect, yeah. It's a wild beast.
Ouch.
Although it didn't attack the Darrow, so.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It might.
No, because they're enchanted.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It probably... They probably activate that somehow. Would he know how it was activated, having known that it was enchantment and rolled a 16?
No. Do you want me to scratch your back?
He's got it. PHP is useful for something.
We have boom mics over there that can angle however you want.
Put one on a string, just...
let's go back out that hallway then. Troy's got it right.
Okay. Can we cut off a haunch? We haven't had any red meat in a while. Might be nice to... It's a bear. Some bear steaks later.
I can cook bear steaks if you want to take some.
I don't know if we have rations.
Are you guys taking a short rest? Are you just sitting for 10 minutes?
Let's just go back out that way and see what else we can find.
Okay.
Let's try to avoid a fight.
We could go back into that room and take a short rest if you need to.
The room where the guy knows definitely that we were there?
Yeah. Lock the door. Bar's on the inside, right?
With a pipe from above that they can come in through.
You come out of this hallway.
One of us
back out into this hallway.
Okay.
You continue further on down. You find a door and more of a hallway going down.
Listen at the door? What kind of door?
Let me look.
Thank you, Mr. DM, for immersing me in this lovely world that you are painting for us. Wooden door, stone door, beaded curtain.
Please let it be a beaded curtain.
One of those things that they use at, like, the basements of churches that slide over and click together to make, like, a...
Fake wall?
Fushy, yeah, whooshy fake wall.
Partition.
It's probably a good word for it.
It's also the right word.
I don't know what it is.
It's also the right word for it.
I don't know if, when it moves, that it no longer is a partition. I also don't know if a partition is still a partition if it runs from floor to ceiling.
Yeah. Still parts something.
You mean the things we used to have in the conference room?
Yeah.
They definitely partition the room, but I don't know if the noun partition is a particular type of structure and if that qualifies. That's what I'm saying. Maybe. I don't know.
It tells me nothing about that door. I'm going to assume that it's locked.
Luck roll.
High or low?
You roll it.
I want you to call high or low.
Low.
Low. It's unlocked.
See?
The eraser, man. It's good luck.
I'm going to open the door.
Okay.
Perception check. Or do I get sucked into some sort of portal while I have to play croquet?
There's a door to a brick wall.
You find this narrower tunnel going up.
Perception?
Roll perception then.
Something? Don't get cranky with me. I'm asking a question.
You're getting cranky with me, Cody.
No, I want to know things before I get sucked into the portal.
Mom and Dad, please stop yelling.
Bananas. Bananas.
To 17, do I perceive and or survive anything?
You can hear movement down that narrower tunnel. It's not narrow enough that you need to shrink or anything.
Okay.
But you do hear movement.
Does this look fairly traveled, this section of the...
Not especially.
I shrug.
Make an investigation.
Oh, fuck me. It's wisdom, right?
Intelligence.
It's not bad. 19.
It looks like bodies have been drugged this way.
Big bodies or small bodies? Like large bodies, or would the hallway accommodate that even?
It's either one really big body with lots of blood or a ton of regular sized bodies.
Well, that's interesting.
Hey, do we have the mushroom with us?
No.
No, we kind of decided those two stayed somewhere else.
Yeah, Sarah's taking care of him.
He's probably dead.
Probably trying to convince him to open up that portal.
Convince. Quotation marks. Torture.
That's how the drow convince people, in case you were curious.
I'm not.
Do we want to take this the sneaky way, or are we doing the whole Krusk, we just run in and hope to God we have more hit points than they do?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and guess we probably don't have more hit points.
Right, so would we like to put the armored guys in the back and let somebody else take a look, or...
Somebody that's lithe and elfin? Yeah, the person who probably has the lowest amount of hit points? Sure.
And I can scout.
Just all kinds of picky.
You're right. I've only taken the most damage tonight. No big deal.
Just get used to you playing a barbarian.
This is the first time I've gotten to wail on you this whole time.
Wait, man.
You're at 39?
No, he's at 20.
Right, no, but he took 39 damage. I've definitely taken more than 39 damage.
I took 42 damage.
You don't take that damage. You can only take 39 damage.
Well, he's healed me a little bit, so I've taken it at least 45.
I know that I've been in single digits twice tonight.
Man.
I go forward. F*** him.
Okay. As you advance down that hallway, a Darrow that's sitting above a rather large ledge looks around like, what the hell?
Does he phase into existence? Smiley face first?
No.
How high up of a ledge is he on?
It's a high ledge. I don't remember exactly.
Does he yell, look, Damien? It's all for you?
No. Looks like he's...
Bupedo.
I did this for you, Bupedo.
Is it Bupedo's birthday?
15 feet deep.
So he's up 15 feet high. Does he see us currently?
You are up on the ledge with him.
Oh.
The pit is down further.
So he's like sitting there just dangling his legs off the side.
Yes. See?
I gotcha.
You're coming into the top of the ledge. This is the pit.
I gotcha. Does he see us right now?
You didn't say you were stealthing. He turned around like, what the hell?
Right, but does he see us? That's what
I Yes, mean. He sees you.
Okay.
He sees you, because you right. went in.
Okay. How far away is he from me?
15 feet.
So, like,
run up and smack him. It's one Darrow.
I understand that.
Yeah.
It also smells like a Jeff trap.
I'm just picturing in real life what a Jeff trap would trap.
It's literally set up like a mouse trap, I think.
No, a Jeff trap would be a giant like refrigerator box on a stick with a string and a pizza underneath it. Something.
There's no pizza in here! Banging on the side.
Yeah.
Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah, f*** it. She would try and go silence him. So it seems like a trap to me, but I would run up and try and slit his throat.
Run up and slit his throat.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
That's never been a problem before.
Yeah.
Sure it won't be now either. It's definitely not a trap. It's a 10 to hit.
That's a miss.
All right.
You can take your bonus.
Jeff just really wants me to hit him. Guess what? My dice probably suck too much to hit him.
I just want to give you every chance.
7, Jeff.
Okay. He misses you. Go ahead. You guys hear sounds of combat.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Missing.
We hear.
Yeah. You hear Kira swearing because she keeps missing.
And Dwarven. What is a, how about a 20?
Yes, that'll hit.
I deal 11 damage to him.
You can kill it. It's one Darrow.
You put him there. You put him in my way.
No, the book put him in.
Okay. Now what?
You can see down in the pit, just bodies.
Like?
Various states of decay. You see a couple of undead trying to claw their way up the ledge. Sharp pieces of metal across the top.
Across the top of the pit?
Mm-hmm.
So this is like Thunderdome caged in.
Yeah, this is the dumping pit.
But it's caged all the way across it, or?
All across that ledge. It's just sharpened pieces of metal in case anything can make its way up there.
Oh, okay, so it's like a retaining wall then.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you were describing it as the entire area was caged in. Interesting. Do the bodies look, there are bunches of them. Like, are they all different races, different sexes, different?
Investigation or perception.
Well, we'll sure as f*** take a perception. 23.
You see everything from Grimlocks to Darrow to Durgar. You see one hand crawling around. Thing-like, yes.
F***.
Kick it.
Deep gnomes. Maybe a drow or two.
But this doesn't look inherently sacrificial?
There's no Ferris hanging out?
You don't know enough about Arcana or religion or anything like that.
It's a shame.
Well, have we caught up?
I don't know. Are you catching up?
Sure.
Has you said you were. You said you were going to go. You were gonna let her go.
I'll catch up.
Okay. Does he have anything on him?
No, no. A repeating crossbow and a spear.
I toss him into the pit.
Okay. Zombies go after him.
Roll sand.
Okay. Religion check.
Sure. Definitely sacrifices. Sacrifices and other.
Question is, why are they undead?
You can see rolling arcana. Bits of bodies that shouldn't be together. You can see
18.
You can see things with two heads. You can see
things that shouldn't have two heads, like not Ettins.
Yes. Like there's a Durgar with a head sewn on.
Sewn on, not grown on.
There's a deep gnome with a head grown on. What'd you get, Lucas?
You got 18.
You're pretty sure that's because of the Ferris rest.
That's what I was wondering.
Messing with the bodies.
That's what I was wondering.
Okay. What do you guys want to do?
There's another... The path continues further, yeah?
Yes.
I'll keep following it.
Continuing this way?
There was only one choice, right?
Well, there's back the way you came.
Right.
To go the other way. Or up around. You will continue around this bend, unless you're going to go down into the pit with the bodies.
No, that seems like a summarily bad call.
Okay. Up around this way,
make sure
you come to a fork. This way is doors. This way is some fungus and another path.
Doors? How are these doors made, Jeff?
These are fairly sturdy doors.
Rock sturdy or?
Wood.
Wood.
Zirkwood.
Are they locked?
Yes, these ones are.
Are we sure?
Yes, I'm sure of this one.
Does anybody have a lock picking kit?
I do.
Yeah.
You want to try using it?
I can try.
Dex with proficiency.
Door number one or door number two?
What am I? I'm just rolling a dex check, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Plus proficiency, though.
Right. I mean.
Hey, high five.
Hey, guidance.
Hey, guidance. That's
what I'm rolling. Now you know how to use it.
That's a nat 20.
Boom.
Nice.
For a 28 to unlock that door.
That will open it.
Click.
You are the door.
I just. And proceed onward down the hallway. Perception, do we notice anything?
Come on.
No. I want to know if I see anything first.
You don't see anything. You guys are creeping along, you're taking your time, you're trying your damnedest to be quiet. You'll hear someone talking.
Language?
Dwarven.
Male? Female?
Female. Huh? Not a dwarf.
Low, raspy voice, sexy.
It's a 1-900 number?
We're here for Bear Talk with Phyllis.
I believe Bear Talk would not be with Phyllis.
Bear Talk is definitely with Phyllis. He just loves bears ever since she was a little girl, growing up in Jersey.
You guys go around. You can hear a muttering, female voice in Dwarven, definitely not a dwarf.
You can hear the... Are you the only one that... No.
I speak Dwarven.
Yeah. So you guys can go translate if you wanted.
You guys creep your way in to this room.
Oh, that's small.
That room right there.
It ate a mushroom.
Which you can see. Actually, I will read what it says.
Is that the 9 levels?
I hope not.
Okay. One thing I did forget to mention, that curving hallway leading up to this, it's inclined.
So we're going up.
Yep.
Okay.
After a steady upward climb, the tunnel opens into a huge, well-lit chamber. The glow of Ferris and bioluminescent fungi compete with shafts of white light that fall upon naturally formed shelves along the walls, as well as a rocky mesa at the center of the cavern. Crudely formed ramps connect the different levels of the mesa up to the height of its two topmost tiers, which are linked by a sturdy bridge. Atop one of those tiers sits a large red egg. Atop the other stands a 50-foot-tall obelisk made of smooth black metal and a few noticeable imperfections. As though small parts of it were somehow chipped away. A female Darrow stands close to the obelisk, gently patting and stroking its surface. The obelisk flashes once. You sure? You're good. The obelisk flashes once, the glow of Ferrisrus around the cavern flaring in response. The Darrow squeals with glee.
I'm listening.
As she snatches an object up from the ground, then writes something down in a small notebook.
Is there anyone else in here?
Make a perception check.
23.
You don't see anyone.
How tall is the obelisk?
50 feet. I didn't hear
that measurement. I'm sorry. And were the eggs on top of the obelisk?
No, it's on the other platform.
There are two large platforms.
Now, are we coming in at a low level, or are we coming in...
We're coming in from below. You're coming in
at the bottom of these layers.
As you were describing these layers, I didn't know, since we were able to see on top of it, if we were like...
You're looking up.
Okay.
How far away is she from where we are?
I mean, she's up there, it seems like.
You're back here.
Mm-hmm.
You're... It's well up there.
Okay.
I can figure out the exact distance.
No, it's out of range. That's all I was trying to figure out.
Up and up and up? Is that how you get up?
There's a ramp going up to this one. There's steps...
I really wish we could get a video of that sometime, as Jeff zooms out and just shows him the whole
thing. Steps going up there, there's steps going up there, there's a bridge across.
I mean, you could just fly up there and just grab the egg and we could just go away.
How big's a dragon egg?
That is a big fucking egg.
No, but I thought about flying up there and at least putting a whole person on her so she didn't do anything. She's clearly probably some sort of spellcaster, I assume.
You could just... If you got a nice speed, like a fastball special, just push the egg. Gravity will do the rest.
We want to keep the egg intact.
Do we?
Kinda.
Are we sure?
Yeah, let's discuss this real quick.
We need to figure out, you wanted to overthrow the city's system, right?
Yeah, if they don't have their egg, then we overthrow their system. I just don't really want the Gregos to come out on top either. I'd like to f*** both of them.
I thought your plan was to give the egg to the dragon.
I mean, sure, but if we can ensure that it's broken, you take a couple pieces back and be like, hey, look, here's the egg we broke for you. Please let us get out of here. Oh, by the way, they did it. Bye. Right.
I mean, I'm not against that.
Hashtag no egg.
What, can I roll Arcana on this? Can I roll Arcana on your obelisk? Would I know anything about the obelisk?
You can roll, but you're probably going to have to study it more to get a whole lot.
Okay. But I mean, I guarantee it's bad. She's clearly speaking to it.
She didn't speak to it.
17 plus Arcana is 3, so 20.
It's magical. She's obviously up there studying it, taking notes.
I mean, nothing specifically about the shape of it, the size. I mean, nothing about that screams anything to me.
There's no specific shape. There's no markings that you can see from down here.
But there's chips out of it. I wouldn't know what that would be.
There are chips missing out of it.
Just walk up there and say hello. I mean, because the only surprise advantage we're going to have is if you fly up there and either try and snatch it or throw it down. Or snatch her or throw her down.
Can you just shoot her with an arrow?
Anybody have a way to
in a fight with people who can probably hurl magic, she's going to hurl more damage than we can fire arrows.
No, I meant an egg.
It's a dragon egg. I assume it can hold up some impact.
Probably.
I seem to recall Lucas shooting a dragon egg a long time ago.
Oh god, we did do that in Horde of the Dragon Queen.
Doesn't mean I played it the way you're supposed to.
That's also true.
I also wouldn't have said that they were heavy either, but...
We put it on a disc and floated it for a while. That dragon's actually probably alive somewhere.
Maybe. Can we go up to the top of the temple where all the satanic rituals are happening?
Are you going to try and go quietly?
Sure. Maybe. As we go around the side, do we see any other entrances into this, or is it just this crazy lady with this egg and this obelisk?
It is just this entrance.
Look, we either fight her or we don't fight her, right?
What if quiet ones sneak up there and then the loud ones draw fire from down here as we try, as we go up?
Just walk up there. I mean, she is totally obsessed with that obelisk. She's not paying attention to us. Although, this is a good time to pop your wings, though, if you have to.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it right now because I'll forget how many rounds we are and then I'll drop.
Well, 6 seconds a round, so. At least you learned your lesson.
There's connotations to that issue.
No, I mean, if she's like, because there are noises in here, right? We've been hearing her chanting from theoretically like.
She's not chanting. She's muttering to herself, taking notes, writing things down. Paying very close attention to the obelisk.
If we just go up there, Matt, you might get a chance to talk to her. Kira doesn't really care about the whole meta plot of this game, but if anyone does or our audience does, we may want to actually ask what the crazy lady is studying.
So I can try to throw a whole person on her, but
walk up there and see what the hell happens.
Yep.
Either she's gonna have a challenge rating of like 6 and could take all of our asses, or she's there for an info dump, right?
Sure.
Find out when we get up there.
Let's walk up and say hi.
I'm saying hi, but let's go up there and see what's up. Hold person may not be a bad idea.
Yeah, get your hold person ready.
Oh no, it's ready. I'll throw it when I need to.
I really don't draw this out.
I don't need to. We're just gonna have a chat with her.
Yeah, we're just gonna talk. There's not gonna be any attacking.
We're just gonna talk.
We're just gonna talk to him.
You guys get in about 15 feet into the room, and up above and behind you, you hear a roaring yell saying, "Watch out behind you." And the Darrow spins around.
Hi!
Just visiting from the Soifus.
Hello!
Wife guide to my yak attack. I remember you guys.
From where?
I'm sorry. They put me to work.
What? Do we recognize the voice?
Yeah. Make me an intelligence check. See if you remember the voice. You weren't there.
Oh,
and
never mind.
You weren't there.
17 is better than what I got.
17? It's Mickey!
You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Who's Mickey?
I don't remember Mickey.
She's so fine. She blew my mind.
I had to have been when we split up, right?
No, it was that night we played when you guys weren't here.
I'm your cockpit. We ran into a Darrow, though?
This was when I was Bron, right? And he was the fish?
Was Mickey the halfling rogue guy?
No. That's Fergus. Steps.
It's unusual for me to straight up forget a character. What did we do that evening?
Steps.
We floated back in, and everything was okay.
Mm-hmm. The night. So, Matt was walking in. Who else?
Oh, absolutely. Well,
we all walked in.
Okay.
Hello!
We all waved.
Hey there!
Did we see who yelled from behind us?
About 20 feet up, you see a ledge, and you see a floating eyeball.
The fuck?
That
can't be good.
But it spoke?
Yeah. It's got, well, it's one big central eye and 4 stalks.
Yeah.
You remember Mickey yet?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking of the Darrow was what we were recognizing, but Mickey was that nice
spectator.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. What happened?
They put him to work.
And?
Oh, I thought you were talking as the
We were friendly.
Darrow.
No, the voice was up above and behind you.
Yeah.
Say hi to Mickey, be nice to him, maybe he won't kill us.
Are you sure that was that time? I thought it was the time we played.
No, that was in the Silken Pass.
Was it?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. No, we were glad.
No, if you remember what Mickey said is he gets bound into service to protect things.
Yeah. Well, he was bound into service to protect things.
And they put him back to work. Yep.
But we were friends. Might give us a path.
Man.
Tommy.
Oh, was it Tommy? I'm sorry. I thought it was Mickey.
That's right. He was the pinball wizard. Bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, roll for bam. Initiative.
Bryce is a king?
Come. That was his last job. Yeah.
15.
16.
17.
Cody.
That's Cody holds up 4 fingers.
4.
Troy, 17?
16.
16. Matt.
15.
Good job, everybody.
17.
I like how we all named them out, but he's like, no, Cody first. I want Cody first.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I go around the table so that I can keep track of it. So that is...
That worked really well in the last fight.
Okay.
Thankfully, I read the spectator page.
Lucas.
I got yelled at.
Your cards are better than my card. Sweet. Awesome. I bet Jeff's cards are
I really don't want to attack a spectator.
I'm not worried about a spectator.
Yeah?
Spectator's just here to spectate.
So we need to attack her then, what you're saying.
I think Tommy gotta go.
Tommy's gotta go.
Tommy gotta go.
Well, we're about to find out. Lucas, haven't actually said it yet, so they don't believe me, but I'm looking at your notes.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm looking. They're all waiting for you to say something, and you have L first.
I said Lucas.
No, I'm looking at my spells.
Okay. Oh, and she is up here.
How far away is she from where I'm at?
There's the obelisk. I don't know. Count it out.
I have 240 foot range on my Eldritch
then
Blast.
Why the hell are you asking me? The map isn't that big.
It's trigonometry. He doesn't know.
Because I don't
angles.
Know how high she is versus where we're standing.
Yeah, you're looking up. You may she may have cover, which you don't have to worry about. So
okay, that's what I'm trying to make sure of. I understand.
Lucas has made the perfect character. We can just say the same thing over and over and roll D12 plus 5 damage.
10. D10.
D10.
That's an 11 on the Darrow.
It's 11 on the Darrow? That's a miss.
Yep. Who's next?
Me.
I'm underneath the ledge. I'd take one step back under the ledge.
She comes running up to the edge.
Yep.
And these three characters need to make a reflex save.
Can I cast resistance?
Two
no.
people pick up cards to check them.
Yeah, don't.
Wait, what save was it? I'm sorry.
Dex save.
Now, do you have disadvantage, Matt?
Why would I?
There's a bunch of shit with armor, but I don't remember what all disadvantages. Is it just stealth?
Doesn't matter. I fucking suck dicks.
Well,
that's on the mic. That's canon.
I mean, would you like to not suck dicks before she blows you up with a great spell? Your choice.
I rolled a 5, so.
I'm just going to hand this to you, but if you want to roll a 5, that's fine.
I'm going to go ahead and take advantage on a saving throw.
I was going to say it before you rolled, because Jeff probably wants it to be that way, but...
I haven't said whether he failed.
It says handed at any time, so I don't care what Jeff wants.
That's true. Doesn't specify after or before or after you roll.
You really
Lucas, what'd you get?
From a 5 to a 9.
Hmm? What'd you get?
You said the three people in front.
No. I said these three.
She cast some sort of ray.
I'm sorry, I thought you made a triangle on
she,
it.
No.
I haven't rolled. What was the... Because I thought it was wrong.
I thought
it was the other way around. What was it? Dex, you said?
Dex.
Dex saving throw? Plus 4. It's 20.
That's 20. That's a pass.
Oh, that's a really good one. Are you sure you want to give that to me?
Yeah.
That's very kind. We're just going to go ahead and auto save on a succeed
nice.
On a saving
that's
throw.
Yes.
And I'm going to, because I don't know.
I would get at least a 15 if possible.
18.
18 will pass.
That means you're only going to take half of this
shit. That's good because he rolled 2
14.
Sixes.
Oh, good God.
Ooh,
low numbers.
1-1-1-2 on 4d6.
8d6 total.
Take 10 points of electricity damage as a lightning bolt comes burning down through
oh,
you guys.
Knocks me down to 10.
Isn't that the prayer of healing?
Yes.
Oh.
I was at 3.
Oh.
Kira, make a wisdom save.
7.
7? Okay. You are confused. The spectator, one of his eye beams, nailed you. Troy.
So much for spectating.
Make a constitution save.
Does every eye stalk get an attack?
Yeah.
No.
19.
Pass. You're
all
good.
Have different attacks.
And I'm good. That goes to Troy. You're up.
What is the height of these levels?
Say 10 feet apiece. There's stairs coming up to this one here. Stairs going up here. And a bridge across to that. Yeah, you guys have potions. You got to actually drink them to use them, though.
We don't know what they do.
Nope.
What were the
got all that alchemist fire.
What were the schools again? He wrote them down.
Well, Lucas has them all, so you got to get them from Lucas first.
Conjuration, heavier.
Conjuration, slightly stronger conjuration. Evocation is orange, and
abjuration.
What is evocation?
It's usually your damage, you shit, your blah! Is that a pretty solid?
Abjuration is some kind of protection or defense.
Say yeah, abjuration is evocation.
You've listened to Tomb,
right? Andre usually plays.
I need to check something. I need to check something just to make sure I'm not telling you.
Let's make sure whether or not it's abjuration.
Huh? I'm wrong. These three are evocation.
And you thought they were what?
I thought they were conjuration.
Okay.
That spell used to be conjuration.
So evo and two evo and one slightly stronger evo. Then
yes.
And then what's the one that you thought was evo?
Evocation.
There's 4.
Yes.
And again, evocation is damage?
I mean, you usually what it, your fireballs, your lightning bolts, those are usually your evocation spells. Your
and plow. Apparently something else that has nothing to do with damaging.
I was going to say, chances are if you're looking for the Healy spells, I'm going to bet it's these. I don't know why they would be evocation, but I also have not played a
Me
wizard.
Me neither.
It doesn't make any sense.
So they are healing?
I would hazard a guess that these are lighter healing.
You would
spells
actually have a fair chance to know that these are potions of healing and a potion of greater healing.
I would swig one of those if you could. Probably probably the big one.
Yeah, I guess. I'll drink this one.
You explode.
You have to drink it.
If you want
to
use it.
Box for 2 weeks.
It's not going to go bad.
Wait, what's in it?
Oh.
Hang on. What's in it?
He's not going to make us drink anything that's...
Oh my god, it's vinegar, you f*** stain. You're going to make him drink vinegar? You sadistic son of a bitch. Oh my god, that's disgusting. Are they all fucking nasty?
Probably.
Oh, he shot it. Why didn't we video that? Ah! This one smells like old wine. Is this apple cider vinegar? Oh, you cock-stained motherfucker.
Oh, man. You know?
What's a potion of greater healing? Is it 44 plus 4?
I believe so.
Yeah, on my head.
Hope you don't get sick.
It's fucking malt vinegar. Which doesn't get bad. It just turns into more vinegar, so. God. All right. So that's the super evil. What are these two, then?
We don't know.
Evocation and abjuration.
And what's abjuration?
This one's abjuration. These are all evocation.
This is definitely something different than these.
I mean, look at this one. The color is separated in it.
Shake it up.
Is it fucking salad dressing?
No.
Oh, God. It's right by my toes.
Vinegar's a fun play.
Yeah. Real
fun. Is it in the...
I think he's right. I think it's 44 plus 1.
I know, but I'm going to look.
So the evocation would be like an antitoxin?
No.
No. They're treating them as... It's being treated
trying
as
to
health
think of other basic
these
potions.
Were... These two were different.
No. The orange one is still evocation.
But it's not a healing potion.
Yep.
True.
Maybe it'll give you flaming fists.
It is orange.
And what's abjuration?
Defense or protection. Okay, so that's your action. Are you going to do anything else?
It's the evo.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's not the heal. It's not a help. It's the other two.
I guess move. I really don't know what else to do here. So.
Huh? Do your burps taste like vinegar?
Okay.
Right. That gives me 30.
It does.
I'm going to focus on my psionic weapon.
Okay. What does that give you? I don't know that one.
It allows me to basically make my weapon damage magic.
Cool. Y'all done?
Psychic and magic damage.
Nice.
So 44 plus.
Yeah.
Three. That's awesome.
Six.
Nine. So
your shit's going to be green. It's going to be real green.
It's going to burn when you pee.
No, it is not. Do you know how much fucking vinegar I've had in the last month?
You just drink vinegar out of the bottle?
You know what?
He practically.
I really hope it comes down to Lucas having to make a choice to quaff one of those potions or his character dies.
Matt,
if he's unconscious and I give it to him, he'll just have to drink it.
F*** you.
I want the different... I'm taking the different evocation one.
The orange
one. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you drinking it?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your action, so you know. Yeah. Can't do anything else.
Okay.
I hate vinegar so much.
It's vinegar all over your curtains for some reason. I don't know what happened.
It smells like dying Easter eggs.
You know, if you just drank it instead of smelling it, you'd be better off. Just hold your nose.
Are you 4 years old?
This is a man who just takes shots willy-nilly and is acting like he's just been poisoned.
Oh, it burns.
Oh, man, I hope it was a poison.
So gross. It burns all the way down my throat.
Yeah.
That's probably because the hot sauce in it.
You fucking stay. God damn it!
Neighbors are probably freaking out.
Remember when I said about fireballs, Matt?
What?
Remember when I said shit about fireballs?
Oh, this is like, I bet if you sucked a Bostonian's dick that had, like, gonorrhea, this is what it would taste like.
What?
Malt vinegar and death.
As you drink that potion...
Do I just erupt in flames and die?
No, you... I'm assuming you're going to target the Darrow in front of you.
Ugh. A
burst of fire comes out of your mouth and targets her. She will miss on her reflex save. Rolled 46 fire damage.
Worth it.
7. 14 total.
And all you had to do was shoot hot sauce.
It was that much hot sauce.
It burns all the way down my throat. So don't even act like the acid in the fucking vinegar didn't open up all the pores all the way to my stomach to soak in the liquid death.
I want Jeff to do more of this. This is fantastic. We should be live streaming this fucking thing.
When I used to LARP out in the woods with fake swords and shit, this is the stuff we found on the bodies. And we had to drink the potions just like this. And those guys were assholes. It was a whole bottle of hot sauce. And
further questioning.
It's specifically the exact flavor is when they used to have peppers and vinegar at Steak and Shake. That's the flavor. Yeah.
Anything else, Matt?
No. Tony. I'm confused. What do you want me to do?
Patting smoldering ashes out of my beard.
Oh my god.
You definitely probably singed your dwarf beard, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm confused at the moment.
14 points didn't drop her?
Oh god.
No, she's a she threw goddamn lightning bolt, man.
Didn't all the other Darrow die like 12 hit points?
That is fucking racist.
No.
Yeah, your hit points are based on your class.
On its turn, the target can't move. And it uses its action to make a melee or ranged attack against a randomly determined creature within range.
Would you like to randomly determine whether it's Lucas or Troy? Or Lucas or Matt?
23. Lucas or Matt.
So I can hit both of them.
Even for Lucas, odd for Matt.
Yeah, that's the story of my life.
Even. You're swinging at Lucas.
I rolled a 13.
Meets.
Are you shitting me? I thought I missed. Okay.
I got a 13 armor class.
6 damage.
You can use your bonus action to...
If you like, you tell me.
No, Jeff. It's okay.
Huh? I'd rather use my action to like take off the confusion since I get to do that once per turn, I imagine.
That ends at the end of your turn. At the end of its next turn. So, at the end of this turn, you're free and clear.
Gotcha.
What's next? Lucas, you're up.
Oh, now's as good a time if it's any to fly, right?
Sure.
Fly, you fools.
I take flight. I have 30 foot of movement. If I can get within... Oh, wait. I don't need that. Never mind. I don't need to fly. Yeah, I don't need to fly. I need to make a spell attack against her. What am I adding? It's a 13. I'm adding 7. Thank you. Yeah.
That's a miss.
Of course it is. Is Healing Hands a bonus act?
Yes.
Is it?
I thought you already used your last one, though.
No, I have two different... Well, I have a pool of D6s, then I also have Healing Hands.
Oh! Then I don't know what Healing Hands is. I thought that was your pool.
No, and that's Healing Light.
The pool was from being Asimir, right?
Yeah, and that's Healing Light.
From being a warlock or some
Do you have anything that... Are you healing yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know how that goes. I'll go on to my turn.
That's fair.
Where did you get these little glass bottles?
The container store.
At the Greenwood Park Mall?
No, up north.
Okay.
It's around like 82nd and Allisonville, somewhere in that area?
Yep.
West of that?
And there's one at the mall, too.
That is true.
As you guys are watching her, she waves her hands and screams something, and you hear a... And she vanishes.
Was that different than from what we saw, people going invisible before?
Yes.
Didn't make a noise? She like misty stepped or whatever?
There was no mist. She was there and then she wasn't. Kind of phased out.
Whose turn?
Mine. Cody, roll a wisdom save.
Nat 20.
Cool.
It is an action, so never mind.
It is an action. Okay. Troy, constitution save.
I said that like 10 minutes ago.
8.
But he won't make the choice himself.
I like both of those. High or low?
High.
Okay. You are paralyzed.
Ugh.
Both of them were constitution saves. Yeah, that'll do it. Troy, at the end of your turn, you can remake the save. Okay. And it will be your turn, so go ahead and remake your save, I guess.
That's better.
That'll make it. 21. Matt, you're up.
You want another potion?
No.
If you think that that one was the strongest one, and it looks like motor oil, so...
I mean, yeah, we dabbed a little bit on a napkin, and good for now. I'm good for now because I have one attack. So I'm going to turn my attention to Le Spectateur, and I am going to cast Guiding Bolt. 14.
Meets.
Surprised you're not talking him down.
Well, he's
attacking. I don't know him.
Yeah, you do.
No.
His other character knew him.
That was Ront.
Yep.
It was while you guys were on the Silken Path.
Yep.
Yes.
You and I.
Kira and LNL took Ront and Gloog.
I was Bobcat Goldthwait. What was that look for?
So 12 damage, and he is lit up till he's hit again. Or it's my turn.
That gives you advantage on the next attack. Is it the next attack?
The next attack.
Okay.
It should be the next attack.
The next attack that hits.
No, it's the next attack.
The next attack.
Has advantage.
That happens before the beginning of your next turn or the end of it. I don't remember.
Right.
It's the end of my next
turn.
Anything else? Cody.
I'm finally going to probably turn around and see Tommy there.
Yep.
Tommy, can you hear me? Especially now that he's all lit up.
Right. He's glowing. Tommy, weren't you... You're supposed to go see the world. What are you doing? Why are you helping them?
Just talking?
Yeah, okay. He seemed like a good dude.
Okay.
There's no reason to fight him. There's nothing to spectate. She left. You don't have to guard this place.
All right. Lucas.
Persuasion roll in there somewhere, but...
He may be magically bound to protect it. I don't know.
I probably is.
But if you could tell me, then maybe we can stop it.
I'll can I see him if I just turn around? Do I need to take a couple of steps back?
Mechanically, he would have cover, but you don't worry.
Again.
Right. So...
Okay. I imagine the mind spike's not going to help. All right. I get advantage, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I rolled 2 sixes, which is a 13 total.
Which is a miss.
It's fantastic.
Because he was reanimated from a dead thing, is he an undead?
Who?
Spectator, Tommy.
He was not reanimated from an undead.
No. He's made from a dead...
No, I think you're thinking of the wrong thing.
Yeah, you are.
Anything else, Lucas?
No, I can't heal anymore, so.
That's me. Oh.
Imagine that means she pops back in somewhere.
Thank you.
Battery just really likes that song. Lollipop.
Troy.
I only have so many sarcastic responses in one round of play.
You see a...
I feel like it's a full statement.
Yeah, because it was sarcastic.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. You see a glowing ball that like changes colors up until the point that it hits you.
Oh, f***.
Comes. She just reappeared out of nowhere. 21 to hit.
Troy stares across the table with a steely dust.
Yes, that hits.
What is your AC? Because do you still have tough hide?
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't be 21.
What is your AC with tough hide?
With tough hide is
19. Okay.
Hey, I'm just going to get my monster manual out and check spectators. I really think I'm right. Made from, what are those things I'm thinking of?
Beholders?
Yeah, it's made from dead beholders.
I guess we should have killed him when we had the chance, huh?
It just would have been Pity another one.
It stayed Bilbo's hand.
Yeah, is that card useful, Cody?
Not really.
Okay, it doesn't really matter which one it is, because I don't think you're resistant to anything. It'll be thunder damage. 2... For 9 damage.
Still standing.
And she pops out again. Actually, you'd see her scurry down the side and then pop out.
Arcana rolls, anybody? Figure out what she's doing? Thought.
Good.
I think I know what she's doing, but...
Can I do that? Does that have to be on my turn? Does it take an action? What am I doing?
It'll be on your turn. Morik, make a constitution save. 8. Take 17 necrotic damage.
Ugh.
And Kira, make another wisdom save.
So much for talking to him. 16.
That'll be fine.
Hope so.
Troy.
The egg is still here.
The egg is there. Yep.
He
He runs over to the egg.
He runs up the different levels to the egg. Matt.
Sacred Flame. Need a dex save from La
Beholding Tommy.
We'll say that's a 12.
6 damage. No, okay. I don't have anything else I could do.
All right. Cody.
I'm at the bottom of the order.
You can't hold it.
I can't hold it across the top.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move 30 feet diagonally towards, or sort of just along that line. We'll say 25, one, about there. To sort of just kind of perpendicularly follow Troy. I'm going to drop my glaive where I'm at, and I don't know if that's too many actions.
No, you can drop.
You got to move. Drop and draw is free. You're good.
I want to drop, draw my bow, and wait for it to pop into existence again.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, as long as you're okay with that.
Yeah, you would draw your bow as a part of the attack. So
okay,
that's fine.
Just didn't know since I'm splitting it across the top.
And you're readying for her to pop back in.
Yeah.
Okay. Lucas.
Unless somebody can figure out a pattern of what she's doing or where she's going, that's the best thing.
Does it cost my action to roll an Arcana?
No, free action.
17 on the die plus.
She's blinking.
Okay, that's what I assumed.
She's at the end of her turn, she has a chance to phase out of this plane and into the ethereal plane.
Sure.
At the beginning of her turn, she pops back in.
Cool.
And does Lucas have an idea about how far she can travel?
She can't move when she's in the ethereal plane.
Right.
So she's always popping back in the same place?
Yes, that's why she moved during her turn, and then she phased out there.
So I yell, point to where, aim, you know, something to the effect of aim where she popped out, so that you would know where it's at. And I'm gonna, I don't even know who's doing more damage, her or him.
Him. He's only dealt damage once.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, she's dealing
She's
damage.
Doing a lot of damage.
He's just f***ing with you.
But he is causing you to possibly not take doing actions. I mean, I got held for an entire round.
Also true.
Right, but I wonder what his range is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's also true.
If he's just standing there loitering under the door, were we just standing out of the security camera just garnering its attention? I think the eye stalks are farther than that, but this also isn't a beholder. It's like almost a baby beholder, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, you know, as soon as she pops back into existence, I'll throw Eldritch Blast at her.
Okay.
So we're both going to attack her.
Okay.
I mean, you could just split up so you're not in a line of fire. Like, if you just move 20 feet towards the back wall, you're just not in a line of fire.
I don't want to be in front of him. Can I go back there just a couple feet?
You're going to step back underneath?
Yeah, underneath the ledge.
Okay.
Out of his vision is what I'm trying to do.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Cody, wisdom save.
But you have that option. You didn't roll two different initiatives.
How many times did you roll two different initiatives?
Every time it was a different character type. No, it's a critical failure. Go ahead.
Have you even used a bad luck card tonight?
Nope.
Fuck. Whatever one you want, Jeff.
It'll be the confusion again. Which, now you have a bow in your hand. So, all these creatures are in range.
I thought you said it was within 5 feet.
It was within 5 feet.
No, you didn't say within range. No, I can hit anybody.
Gotcha.
On its turn, the target can't move, and it uses its action to make a melee or ranged attack against a randomly determined creature within range.
Cool.
Matt, make a constitution save.
15.
That'll work.
Yay.
9 damage.
Oh, to me?
Yep.
Down.
Oh, half.
Down.
Okay.
He had 2 left.
Okay.
Well, I won't be putting you down, Matt. So unless target to fire at now.
She will pop back in, Lucas.
Does he not get his?
No, because I'm confused.
Even, okay.
No. Go ahead.
It's a 19 on the die, so it's probably a hit.
That will hit.
It was Eldritch Blast, so.
I would just take cover like Lucas and just keep trying to pop shot it.
8, 9, 13 damage.
Against the Darrow.
Yes.
You'd have to hope with her throwing slaying spells like that she's got a. She's kind of a glass king, hopefully.
We put a lot of damage on her, though. She's down.
It's not like the second time she's been hit.
I mean, I did the 46.
Right, that's what I'm saying. This is only the second time she's been hit because she's been blinking. So I was hoping to get 2 prepared attacks on her now. We could put some serious hurt on her, survive one more round of bullshit from the spectator, and then maybe drop her.
You have Ray of Frost, don't you? No.
I've got it right here. What do you need?
Just what's it do?
Nothing, because you can't use it.
This one smells. Okay. Troy. She is going to shoot at you.
Back in the mic more.
Do I have any cover behind the egg? You're behind the egg?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Not really. It's not that big.
He distinctly said it.
That's going to be bad. That's a crit one.
Oh, yeah? Did she kill herself?
She is unable to cast this spell for 1 minute.
Oh. This is like the worst crit failure cards ever.
Thanks, you shuffled them.
Thanks, Nord Games.
No, thanks, Lucas.
Thanks for making me shuffle.
Troy.
She didn't blink.
Those little Donald Trump hands. How could you even shuffle cards?
She's still there.
Hey.
Cool.
1 in 3 chance I shoot her now.
What you gonna do, Troy?
What you gonna do?
Try hit her first. So, let's do chill touch. That sounds fine. It doesn't really matter.
It might.
Either attack's the same amount of damage. So
different kinds of damage?
So never mind.
Matt, death saving throw.
It's fail.
Cody.
Pick me a target. I see 3 that I can hit.
I will say you're behind cover. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm going to shoot at Matt while he's laying on the ground.
All right, you're confused.
Rolling a d4. Roll a 1.
Troy.
It's an 18 or 17.
Now you roll high.
That's a hit.
Oh. I didn't know. I thought he might have cover.
Don't forget your +2 damage.
It's 9 damage.
Cool. I'm down to 5.
Welcome. I can't even ready an action now because it doesn't...
You're loose.
Yeah, but at the end of my turn, I can't do all.
Lucas, you're up.
Nope. What's that say?
14?
Sure.
It is. +7 probably hits her.
Yes. Yes, it does.
8 damage.
That's a good chunk.
Okay.
She's still up.
Y'all done?
Yeah. Did I roll 4 or 5 D6s earlier?
I have no idea. I know. I'm pretty sure you gave me 2 or 3 healing, and I know you gave him 1 or 2 healing.
I just can't remember why. I don't know. I feel like I miscounted. I feel like I had 1 left.
I don't know. I remember you saying specifically that this is your last one.
I know. I thought maybe I just didn't mark it on the paper.
So you're done?
I guess so.
Okay. He will float down.
Tommy.
She stayed in one place. She didn't move. Okay. Lucas. I don't need to roll. Make me a wisdom save.
I don't wanna.
Spectator targets Lucas.
That'll pass.
15 + 5 = 20.
Make me a constitution save.
He's tempted with both of them because he's a dick.
12 + 3 = 15.
That'll pass. Yeah, you're good.
Cody, reflex save.
Oh, she moved. I missed that.
It's a dex in this game.
Dex save.
Good in the room.
Why don't you give me one of the ones I'm good at? 17.
Pass.
My bad.
Shit. What is Burning Hands now?
3d6? I don't know. I don't have it. It's 1d6.
It's not 1d6.
You
jackass.
Asked. I gave you an answer. F*** you.
It's 2d3.5. I think it's 3d6. I'm not 100% sure, but I do think it's 3d6.
Ouch.
4, 7, 9.
4 damage.
Vinegar.
Come on, back up. Okay.
You guys still have a pool of potions you could take.
I assume they're all on Lucas.
No, I let Matt have one.
Yeah, he was standing right next to Lucas at that point.
No, you guys want to drink one, you go right ahead. I'm all good.
Well, we got to save Matt, don't we?
It's ironic the way he was wanting to happen to you now has to happen to him. I think you should.
I can heal him. I just gotta get to
him. Oh, hang on. I gotta see if he blinks. She doesn't blink.
We've come to the terrible conclusion, Matt, that you may have to quaff one of these potions to live.
Somebody gonna pour it in my f-ing throat?
You gotta lay down on the floor. And
my character.
We're gonna film it.
What is abjuration again? It's protection.
Yep.
I'm going to swing.
That's a good idea.
Swing at the egg?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold it.
Baby dragon erupts. Breathes fire on its torment.
23? That will hit.
For 10 damage.
Okay.
Crack.
You definitely chipped it.
19?
Yeah.
For 1 more.
Didn't do a whole lot.
Nice.
Did that make the beholder, the spectator, and or the Darrow react in any way?
Nope.
All right. They don't give a
shit. I don't think they care. It's serving its purpose by them having it here. Them smashing it's really just a different aim.
It's the obelisk.
Don't roll a one, Matt.
Can I duck? You would essentially be going prone. Are you doing that?
No.
Matt.
Six, that's two fails.
It's on me, right?
No.
Cody.
It's me.
Oh, it's you.
I'm going to drop my bow, pick up my glaive, and go f*** this lady's face.
My weapons are magical. Does that make a difference?
It does. You would do more damage to it.
Okay. I'm going to assume a 24 hits.
It does.
For 5 more damage. How about a 16?
Yeah, that will hit. That does not count.
Is that a 20?
No, it was a D4 that I tossed in the Crayola box and bounced around upside down. That's another 6 damage.
Okay.
And I used my action surge in the last fight. Your turn, Jeff. Or, no, sorry. It's
Lucas.
Is the spectator a large creature? Is he taking up that 10-foot space?
Spectator is medium.
So he's now 5 foot. He's in a 5 foot space.
He is.
Oh, he came down to the ground?
Yeah. So he's not, I'm not within his reach, though.
He only does magic.
To bite? No.
Arms,
no, I mean, I can walk around him and get to Matt and not take an op attack.
Yes.
Correct? I will do so.
Did you not?
You automatically get 4 hit points.
Oh, I don't have to drink it?
No. I have healing hands.
Yes.
I will be nice and not make you drink the shit. That is, it is an action for me to do that, so. I mean, it's my action.
Movement
left? That's your action?
I can, yeah. I mean, I can definitely continue to move.
Be 5 feet, right? Sentinel doesn't work enough.
How far did I move to get to him from where I was? I was right at the. I was right at this corner.
15, 20 feet?
10, 15, 20. 20. So I've only got 10 more feet to move.
Is wing popping a bonus? You can go 10 up.
It's an action. The only bonus action I have is a second level spell that gives me a shadow blade. That's not really going to help anybody. So I will just stay where I'm at. I'll just stay there next to Matt.
Okay. Make a constitution save.
Me?
Yes.
11?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a good number.
Nope.
15 points of necrotic damage.
Hmm. Oh. Ouch.
I'm at 11 hit points.
Yeah, go ahead and make a wisdom save, too.
Lucas, you're being eye stalked again.
I haven't been eye stalked in a long time. Sorry, wisdom save you said?
Yes.
14.
That'll pass.
Cool.
Oh, really?
I'm good at wisdom.
And Cody, just got a couple more. Make a reflex save.
No.
Is that a crit?
I don't suppose it's going to trigger my sentinel, huh?
No, she's not making a targeted attack at someone other than... That's 11 damage.
Bitch, please. I take at least 2 more of those. 3
Troy.
Even.
Troy, go.
And I would kill things rather than the egg.
Okay, once.
Sorry, I'm not a spellcaster.
Chill,
I throw cantrips.
On her.
Don't fucking say it.
For 23?
23 would be a good number to hit with.
What are you hitting?
Chill touch.
Oh, hitting her?
Yeah.
Okay. 2!
2's better than not 2.
2 necrotic.
Just
okay.
Wincing.
She undead?
Huh? She's not undead.
She's about to be dead, hopefully.
She cannot regain hit points.
That's kind of what I thought that wince was for. This were a game of numbers. Pretty sure you just missed killing her by like 1. Doesn't matter. It's Matt's
turn.
Sorry,
Matt, go.
You're alive, so.
Can I use Sacred Flame from the prone position?
Absolutely.
Yes, you can. On which creature?
The one that's about to die. The Sacred Flame sucks.
Is it a dex or a wisdom? I can't remember.
Dex.
She's dexy.
Dexy. Yeah, give me a dex saving throw from the Darrow.
Sacred Flame. That's a good roll.
16.
Fuck. Oh, I hit her.
Okay. Cody, it's your turn.
An 18 hit.
An 18 hits.
I'm going to roll more than 1, I think. I rolled a 1. Plus 3 is 4.
That'll work. She drops.
Okay.
Anything else? Move.
I'll start moving towards them and be like, yeah, about there. I'll be like, Tommy, she's dead. You don't have to protect this place anymore.
She's not the one who summoned me.
Lucas.
Bum, bum, bum.
She could have been.
Yeah, it was a good try.
I, you know, this is the type of shit that gets you inspiration in games that count with inspiration.
Hey, does getting up from prone, is that my whole action or my movement action?
Half your movement.
Okay.
7 plus, plus 7, 14 hit him?
Yes.
Cool.
Did you miss last turn?
I didn't, I healed him last turn. Since I'm casting the second level, it is 2d6. So 7.
I don't know. What are you casting?
Guiding Bolt.
Radiant.
Radiant.
Then you didn't roll enough d6s.
It's 4d6. Yeah. And if you cast it at second level, it's 5d6.
Sorry. I hand wrote this and I can't read my own writing.
So 7. Plus another 7, 14. Roll one more. 15. So
15. And so next attack has advantage.
Okay.
Dictatorship.
The spectator is going to take his two shots at Lucas. Make a constitution save.
15.
And a will save. A wisdom save.
You in the old school.
Yeah, because they were better.
That's why D&D is having unprecedented growth and success in the market.
You mean like...
The highest selling numbers they've ever had.
High enough.
You mean like it's a 20. Third edition?
21, actually.
All right.
Things cost more now.
Troy.
Hi.
You're up.
There's also no third party market to distribute anymore.
So he's looking pretty bloodied.
He is looking bloody as hell.
Sorry, Tommy.
I keep forgetting I got a longbow too.
I think the mic picked you up.
That's not fun. No. Chill touch.
Chill touch.
17 plus 6 is 23.
That will hit.
For 6.
6 necrotic. Is exactly enough to drop him. I can't believe I never got the spell reflection off on him. I was really hoping some of those Eldritch Blasts would have missed.
I roll hot most of the time I need to.
Okay, so you guys cleared the room.
Clear the egg.
That is a 180-pound egg.
I didn't say pick it up.
I mean, if we're carrying 200 pounds of rations, surely we can carry a 180-pound egg too, Jeff.
Dwarves aren't encumbered. Or aren't slowed by encumbered. Just strap it to his back.
Yep.
That's like bleeding out of several different orifices.
Hold still.
You wait. If you enlarge, can you carry more?
Yes.
There you go. We should probably also take a long rest somewhere.
As he's dying, Tommy is apologizing. He remembers you guys. You guys were cool.
It's not your fault, Blue.
Yeah.
Keep my boy.
I didn't want to do this. It wasn't this chick who summoned me and put me into service. There's a warlock. He's the one who wanted the egg. He's the one who's been orchestrating all the experiments they've been doing with this.
We'll get vengeance for you, Tommy. Yeah. We'll get vengeance, Blue. Okay, here's what I was thinking. The components to summon a spectator are 4 beholder eye stalks that are consumed by the ritual's magic. I knew there was a dead beholder involved. I apologize.
Okay.
Technically, you weren't wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, but I was thinking it was more of an undeady thing, but...
I assume we want to investigate this, men here.
It's an obelisk.
This stele.
Sure.
This giant phallic-shaped object.
If we bring Tommy back to life, will the, like, spell or would contract be broken, do you think, or...
Actually, that's written under freed from service in the monster manual.
No! Any character proficient in Arcana can tell that the obelisk's fractures are leaking quasi-magical energy. The character further understands that feeding magical energy into the obelisk might activate its latent magic.
It's a good thing I'm not playing my backup.
Feeding it magical energy?
If you spend psi points or spell slots, you could activate this.
What about a channel divinity? That's all I got left.
I don't know if you want to activate the black obelisk. Something you don't want to
do, there, just cleric. Asking.
I'd give it to you.
My swords are imbued with magical power.
Nope.
I don't have any points left. Right.
Yeah, I would say it's a bad idea.
No, I'm not f***ing with you.
So do we destroy the egg then?
Wait till one of our party members.
F*** him. He's got dogs. We're playing a people game, not a dog game.
I'm pulling my dogs out. My wife isn't here.
Yeah, yeah.
So, did you channel divinity into it? Because that sounds pretty cool.
No. I'm scared.
Chicken
No.
Not I mean, you give me 8 hours, I got side points back.
Well, I mean, we need a place to rest. Maybe the secret ladies' investigation, you know, dragon egg hut is a place to do it.
Well, can we check her notebook?
Yeah.
What it say?
On her, you find the notebook and you find a gold piece. Make an investigation roll. See what you guys can find.
I have advantage on those.
You do.
Where's my good die?
7.
Nat 20.
Well, 16 and 18 is probably good. What do I get? Vision. 23.
11.
That gold coin is from Cormyr.
And we know that is...
a surface city.
Okay.
That's not... it. Like, you've seen the gold down here. They're stamped with something from Gracklestug.
Sure, sure.
Something from Manzabranzen. Something from somewhere down here. That's from the surface. She's got a notebook that details... the details, all this stuff. Things that have popped in from wherever. Gold pieces. Little bits of treasure.
Just showing up.
Just showing up.
Right by the obelisk?
Right by the obelisk.
Is there anything on the ground around it?
No, she picked this up. This was what appeared when you guys were coming in. She was scribbling down notes.
What's in the notebook?
Her notes. Detailing things that have come through.
But no hypothesis about the...
It's just a list of shit.
Yeah. She doesn't know what's causing it. She's trying to document it and find patterns, and she's nuts, and...
Okay.
Surely there's some connection. We can fairs rest, and...
Sure.
The obelisk could be a portal.
So what's the plan, Kira? The surface. Do we destroy the egg, or do we drag it back?
Cody shrugged.
I don't know. I want to go kill the warlock first, though. My plan is
gonna have to rest.
My plan is to fuck up both of them.
But I'm okay
with that.
We haven't
finished the gray ghost yet. If this isn't the one that trapped the spectator, there's some more Darrow to kill down here.
And how are we gonna take a 180-pound egg and smuggle it back to the dragon?
Who says we have to?
That's what I'm saying. We destroy it or we don't.
I
think if we break the egg, we break the cycle. We can take back some proof to
So he hit the egg, right?
Thembershot.
He did do some damage.
Did
a little
he
bit.
Chip the egg?
He chipped it.
I go and pick up a piece of the egg. Is there, like, a piece of it actually, like, flaked off?
Yeah, you can find a flaked off piece. A chip off of it.
Anyone have nature? Is this undeniably dragon egg?
That'd be Arcana. Yes.
I got that. The answer is yes?
Yes.
Then I don't need a roll. Yes.
Don't have to take back the whole thing.
We don't
Dragon come down here and fight it if he wants. Dragon can do a lot of things.
I don't disagree. Is there really any, an intelligent move to let a dragon just be born down here and go up there and destroy the city.
Well, I mean, he's not warm. How do you hatch an egg up north or up top?
Is it still not really warm in this area?
This one I will make a roll the Arcana for.
It's an 18 on the die, plus 3.
It will need a lot more heat. It's a red dragon egg. Okay. A fire dragon.
All right.
I don't think Gracklestug will be around long enough to find it out.
Anyway.
What's his name?
Who?
That guy.
Thembershot.
Thembershot gonna be mighty pissed. I figure he'd take out a good number of Durgar on his way out if he's really pissed off.
Don't think we're gonna be sticking around too much longer either if we don't get some rest.
You can take a long rest. This is the secret inner sanctum area.
Then I say we find a good comfy spot.
Did we level up from our fights?
No.
An awful lot of fights.
No.
Pretty please.
Man, he's got the level what? 4?
If Matt chugs all 3 of those.
I have a blatant disregard for my safety.
Convince me.
Convince you? Like a blowjob? You wiggled your eyebrows.
It was very sexy.
That's just the eye twitch.
Is that what you do to signal you want a blowjob? Wiggle your eyebrows?
I don't know. Troy, do I wiggle my eyebrows?
No, he just grabs the back of my head.
Good man. I would drink all 3 of those if we could level up now.
That's...
You can go get the Tabasco sauce you dropped off with him last time. You can f*** this shit up. I'll do it.
Wow. Wow. So can we take a long rest?
Wait, you can go sure back try. To the... He is thinking about it. Come on. Come on.
Oh, no. I'm trying to figure out if I can get you to chug those and then say no.
Go vomit in his truck.
Get you to waste 3 magic items.
Yeah, I prefer you don't...
Make yourself sick. And then say no.
I'm just going to be sick at another time when we have to take him.
So what do you guys want to do? Long rest?
Yes.
We really
need
to.
Yeah, because I don't think we're done down here.
We find a dark spot out of the way.
Although I do worry about a warlock who is powerful enough to bind a spectator.
Well, yeah. But it's going to be a TPK if we don't get some rest. So I think we're all pretty low.
Question, you could go up.
Well, yeah, we could go back
you
somewhere.
You have a piece of egg. You could go back to Gracklestug. You don't have to stay down here.
That's also true.
There's also no guarantee this egg will be in this spot if we leave it.
I don't care. I don't care what happens to this egg.
Yeah, we're not rescuing the red dragon.
I understand that, but if you're wanting to disrupt things, like the best way to disrupt things is to destroy the egg. Or not. Or like
if you just want to start beating on the egg, I'll start beating on the egg.
Yeah, just fucking roll it into a wall.
The Durgar,
hell,
the
Durgar, it's magic. Throw it at that
hired a bunch of us. That's already this has already disrupted their order by not having it up there. I just don't want the gray ghost. I don't want anyone to lead down here. Kira is totally like salted earth strategy for the Underdark. As much shit as she can fuck up down here, it's better for everyone. So I want to ruin the gray ghosts. I want to ruin Gracklestug. I want to let the dragon fucking go free and maybe go kill a whole bunch of drow. Like, let's just fucking just burn the place down.
Hey, what if we roll it over to that obelisk? Will that magic work for whatever the obelisk is going to do? That could be fun.
That's a terrifying goddamn thought.
It really is.
But fun.
Like, I can't stop you.
I mean, you can just channel your divinity.
No.
I realize it's a dragon egg, but is it a... The egg itself wouldn't be hold magic, would it?
Well, if you had to roll an arcana. Creature. Yeah.
Well, that is it. I guess you're not wrong. Yeah.
Do they use unicorn's blood and shit?
Maybe.
It'll extend your life, but it'll be a half-life.
Do they perhaps cut off the eye stalks of beholders and use them to raise other things?
No evidence of that.
I'm completely fine with actually destroying this thing. Just for the fact of knowing that it's no longer in existence.
I mean, if Mad gets larger and rolls it over there, they're in all that we're going to do about it.
I'm going to get the fuck out of this room before he does anything with it. He can be in there by himself.
Could I bowl it towards the obelisk if I ate a big mushroom?
I'd have to say that you probably could.
That potion might be bull strength.
I'm going to drink that and eat a mushroom.
You're going to drink which one?
The possible protection one.
Drink it.
We should clear the room.
Nah, I know what's in this one.
No, we should clear the room before that egg touches that obelisk.
Nah, then we won't know what happens.
We will from a distance. Shouldn't smell it, just drink
gonna
it.
Gonna waste a magic damn item.
And a dragon egg.
It's gonna roll the fucking base and not do anything.
Is it?
I don't know.
Probably.
Well, I don't want to make the choice if it's gonna really f*** us extra, but...
You're going to make the choice either way.
I think you already made the choice.
Yeah. No, I've made the choice. I just
understand the choice.
Down the hatch. What was in that one?
Grape Kool-Aid and vinegar. Oh, you could taste it. Look, there's like leavings of the bottle.
That's so gross.
You guys are going to find potions every week from now on.
So what'd that do to him?
You have resistance to psychic damage.
Fuck you! That was it?
That was it.
That would have been useful earlier.
Your mind feels extra fortified.
Mushroom.
Now the best part is when it just rolls down and just hits the obelisk and doesn't do all. But go right ahead.
What do I need to do to like
roll me a strength check?
Oh God!
Is that higher as a larger creature?
You'll have advantage.
Okay.
Let's see how well you do.
So. 18, 21.
21?
Fucking picked up a 7-10 split.
If you want to destroy it, I'll let you destroy it. It's up to you.
We're destroying it.
I thought he was rolling it into the obelisk.
Yeah,
yes, he's trying to smash it into the obelisk.
Yeah, he's trying to smash a magical item up against the magical obelisk.
Does it knock the obelisk over?
No.
Fair enough. Does it shatter the egg?
I'll let you shatter the egg.
Okay.
I will let the obelisk absorb the soul of this dragon. There's a blinding flash. No, you're right there.
Okay.
Your sight is gone for a few seconds. You two's eyes clear.
He's pointing at Cody and Lucas.
Yes, Cody and Lucas's eyes clear, and these two are gone. Matt and Troy are both just gone.
I mean, technically, they're closer than Troy.
Mm-mm. It's facing that way.
Everyone on the mesa.
Well, it was nice playing with you guys.
I mean,
it's fine. Is it fine?
And we're going to leave you guys there tonight.
Well, that was
Have a good
nice
one, everybody.
Point.
We'll see what happens next time.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.